The AccuWeather forecast, lots of sunshine today, the high around 76. Racine Police and Fire Department paramedics were called Sunday night for a woman not breathing and unresponsive at a residence in the 2200 block of Taylor Avenue. It wasn't long after responders got there that a police supervisor and an investigator were requested. Minutes later came the request for the medical examiner. That victim initially reported to be in her early 30s, and autopsy was ordered. Sunday morning, police and paramedics were called to the lakefront. A woman had fallen in between the rocks along the shoreline by the 5th Street boat ramp. Some citizens nearby initially offered her help. She was eventually freed after about 25 minutes. Products containing sunflower seeds from a Minnesota-based company under a voluntary recall in at least 24 states due to concerns about possible listeria contamination. No illnesses have been directly connected to the products made by Planters, Sunrich Naturals, and Papa John's Salads and Produce. There continues to be an IRS scam that's plaguing the country, and it's catching still a lot of victims. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says the scammers appear to be much more aggressive of late. Jared Albrecht, Senior Communications Specialist, says it appears the scammers, they're adjusting to the warning messages being put out, and they're trying new methods of stealing money from unsuspecting victims.
The scammers are starting to ask for iTunes gift cards as a way to make payment. The FTC has warned about it federally, so it is becoming a bigger deal. If you can give them the PIN number from a prepaid card, they'll drain the funds right away, and you'll never see them again.
He also points out those automated phone messages you get, they claim to let you decide about getting any future calls. That's bogus. Just hang up.
If you press any buttons to be taken off of a list or do any sort of activity, you're essentially going to set yourself up for future calls. These are computer-based dialing for the most part, so if you press any buttons or take any action, it's going to recognize your number as active in the system, and it's going to just continue to call you.
The IRS will only contact you by mail if there's an issue with your taxes. Any questions about the legitimacy of any communication from a government agency, you can contact the Wisconsin Consumer Protection Hotline, 800-422-7128. State Department of Health Services confirms an investigation into Adams County Emergency Services. It's a private ambulance company that contracts with 8 municipalities in the central Adams County region for 911 service. Two of the three ambulances had safety violations. Company had no certification to operate, and there was no mutual aid agreement with the surrounding agencies to provide formal backup in the case of an emergency. Surrounding counties have been covering the calls during the interim. And State Department of Transportation public involvement meetings on the Highway 100 corridor study in the metro Milwaukee area will be taking place this week. Early alternatives show a wide range of options for upgrading that roadway. The corridor study, looking at the road from between Layton Avenue and the interstate in the southern part to Waterplank Road and Silver Spring Drive in the northern section. A meeting on the northern section coming up tomorrow in West Allis. The southern section meeting will be Wednesday at the Wauwatosa Library. There's a winner to report regarding the recent Powerball drawing that occurred on May the 4th. Nydia Cotto from Pleasant Prairie, according to the lottery office, a winner of $50,000, matching 4 out of the 5 numbers, plus the Powerball. The ticket purchased at the State Line Sitco on North Sheridan Road in Pleasant Prairie. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee is meeting this evening at City Hall. Among the agenda items, revisiting the school safety partnership plan between the police department and Racine Unified, deferred from 2 weeks ago because the city attorney's office needed to review that proposal. Governor Scott Walker believes the state's current legislative districts were drawn fairly back in 2012, and they take into account communities that have shared interests, like Kenosha and Racine, which have combined Senate districts.
Those are communities of interest in that they have shared interest on economic and demographic issues, and I think issues like that just show that the maps are fair.
A federal trial, otherwise set to begin tomorrow, on a challenge from Democrats that the maps created one of the worst cases of partisan gerrymandering, in their opinion, in modern American history. Milwaukee's Zoo Interchange right now has ongoing construction work. Not a surprise. It means, though, anybody caught in that traffic has to take part in what's called the zipper merge. Rob Millers from the DOT offices in Madison says it is patience that is a real virtue in these situations, but if everybody does their part, traffic will keep moving.
Aaron Schoen, work zone operations engineer with the Wisconsin DOT, says the zipper merge is typically used in major urban work zones during peak travel periods.
By using all the lanes and doing the zipper merge, it helps to minimize traffic backups and crashes.
Often, drivers want to merge into an open lane as soon as possible, but Schoen says the zipper merge asks drivers to change that mindset.
Try not to get frustrated if you're going slow or you're stopped in your lane and traffic in the other lane is going past you.
This is Rob Miller reporting.
And outspoken rock and roll musician Ted Nugent, who's coming back this summer to the Racine County Fair's grandstand. He supports Donald Trump's proposal for a temporary ban on Muslims coming to the U.S. He said that at an NRA convention in Kentucky. Nugent, comparing the issue of terrorism to dog bites, said that if they were all from a particular breed, he would ban the breed. Donald Trump has since said his plan is only a suggestion. Ted Nugent appears at the Racine County Fair the evening of July 30th. It's the annual Banding of the Birds this afternoon at the Racine County Courthouse. Racine native Greg Septon of the Peregrine Falcon Recovery Program is going to be placing bands on the legs of the chicks that hatched in the nesting box atop the courthouse. Public's invited to attend the effort. It's around 3:30 or so. Remember, though, you will need to enter the east doors of the courthouse and then go through the security checkpoint before you're allowed to take the elevator up to the 10th floor. Plan accordingly. Efforts to continue upgrading facilities both inside and around existing schools in Racine Unified will be continuing this summer. The Board of Education recently approving a list of projects, while some long-range plans also target some higher-cost needs. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen says upgrades to Hammes Field, for instance, at Case High School, including the track, that would create a facility capable of hosting WIAA postseason competition.
Hammes Field, to replace the track and put it in a condition that would be meet ready, we got an estimate of about $400,000. So we are looking at that. We won't be looking at it for this summer.
Also on the radar for future consideration, a heating, ventilating, and air conditioning project for Gerstad. Hazen indicating that could be several million dollars. Making its return to Wisconsin just in time for the official launch of the summer travel season is the Click It or Ticket Safety Belt mobilization effort. It's on now through June the 5th. Most law enforcement agencies, they are taking part thanks to grant money from the state.
The Click It or Ticket Safety campaign is about getting all of Wisconsin drivers and passengers to wear their seatbelts. Patrol officers will be out in greater numbers for longer hours looking for folks not wearing their seatbelts. We don't enjoy having to issue people tickets. But even more so, we don't like having to respond to crashes where unbuckled motorists are seriously injured or killed.
That is David Pabst with the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety. He says about 86% of Wisconsin motorists these days are buckling up. And Madison is the nation's top college football town, according to Bleacher Report. It ranks the home of the Badgers number one on its list. College Station, Texas is number two. Ann Arbor, Michigan is third. Big cities like Columbus, Ohio and Austin, Texas were not included. The list focused on smaller communities. The possibility of a new homeless shelter at a former City of Racine tavern in the 900 block of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive still has a long way to go at this point. The issue of homelessness, though, also connects to mental health and dependency. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Mayor John Dickert talked about the proposed new shelter having assessments of those needing a place to stay, also needing to improve their lives.
We're seeing a lot of issues with mental health with homelessness. The relationship between that and veterans and mental health with veterans. So we know where the problems are. So then the question is, how do we deal with them? And the shelter that we're looking at would be dealing with them, because the whole idea is not to say, hey, here's somebody who's homeless and I gave you some food and a shower and some clean clothes. It's, hey, what has gotten you here?
There have also been some citizen comments against the proposed shelter at that location, not about the need for its existence, since the Halo facility will not take anybody with AODA issues. State Department of Transportation today launching a maintenance project at I-94 and Highway K's interchange in Racine County. This includes milling, asphalt paving, and base patching work that'll be done. The northbound exit ramp to K is now closed until 5 o'clock this afternoon. The detour route is Highway 20, then north on the east frontage road. Tomorrow and Wednesday, lane closures on K east of the interstate will include flagging operations from 6:30 in the morning till 5 p.m. There'll be a Memorial Day weekend break, followed by June 1st, all four ramps in Highway K under the freeway closed, 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. June 2nd, the southbound exit ramp closure from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Gilmore Middle School students in Racine Unified, they're going to be the pilot for a new identification card, which will also double as a library card, and it will work with the Racine Public Library, making even more materials available and with easier access. Partnership between the school district and the library has actually been talked about since last year. Recently got approval of the library's Board of Trustees. The Board of Education, which fully supported the concept months ago, will have a chance to vote on it in the near future. The Silver Lake Village Board will return to have two regular meetings every month. Since December of 2014, the board has been holding a committee of the whole meeting on the first Wednesday of the month, at which items could be discussed but they weren't voted on. Then the regular board meeting, at which action could be taken, was held the third Wednesday. The move to a committee of the whole was touted at the time as promoting more discussion, and as a money saver since the trustees are paid more for regular meetings than committee meetings. Current Village President Bruce Nopens calls the single action meeting problematic, while noting special meetings to take timely action had to be called about five times in the past year. 1 in 10 Wisconsin adults, along with 1 in 13 children, have asthma. It's pretty difficult right now, pretty miserable for some because of everything that's blooming. Kristen Grimes manages the Wisconsin Asthma Coalition. She recommends you actually have an asthma action plan to help get through the spring allergy season. She also notes some folks can't even go outside because of the conditions. It is so bad. Those that can or who have to, well, they're kind of limited in what they can do.
If you are outside, say working in the garden or, you know, doing exercise or playing, when you come inside, take a shower right away to remove those allergens off your skin and hair.
She says they've created a website that lists all the asthma medications, coupon offers for any particular medication, or if there's a prescription assistance program available. CHAWisconsin.org/meds. And from the files of Somebody Forgot Something, the State Democratic Party scheduled to have their convention in Green Bay in a couple of weeks. Organizers might be asked for an upfront payment or cash. Seems there's still the matter of a $5,800 bill from their 2009 convention at the very same hotel. That's according to records filed earlier this month with the Federal Election Commission. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.